Scottish Churches Church Planting Network Conference. I'm Fiona Stewart. It's after lunch on Friday, and I'm delighted that I'm joined by Professor Gareth Morgan. Gareth, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Now, tell us a little bit about who you represent and why you've come to this conference on church planting.
Well, thank you, Fiona. I'm here as Chair of Trustees of a very small grant-making charity called the Paris Starman Charity. We make a wide range of grants to charities across Scotland, some of which are specifically for Christian work and Christian outreach. So some of it is grants to individual churches or youth projects, that kind of thing. But we also make a few larger grants for more significant initiatives. So, for example, this year we've been funding a project run by the University of Glasgow called Faith in Scotland's Constitutional Future, which is about bringing together Christians on both sides of the independence debate to really hear from one another and discern thinking about the way forward for Scotland on the biggest possible issues.
I mean, it feels very relevant to the times that we're living in, actually, to be having that kind of conversation, isn't it?
Well, that's what we hope. So the university ran 12 events right across Scotland, going right up to Orkney and Stornoway, and they're now in the process of analysing the findings.
Interesting. Very interesting. And you're here to, you're going to be leading a seminar or part of a seminar this afternoon on funding for planting.
That's right. There's a specific session this afternoon on funding church plants, which is actually coordinated by Kenneth Ferguson. So I'm just one of, I think, three or four speakers in that session. So I'll be just saying a little bit in general terms about applying to grant-making charities, because it's often the case that churches think, oh, grant-making charities aren't going to support our work, or if they do, they're only going to support building repairs or something. And actually, there are a number of charities who specifically wanted to fund Christian work. There's a whole organisation called the Christian Funders Forum that seeks to bring together charities interested in this sort of field. And in the case of Paris Starman, I stress we're pretty small. We're not going to be the main funder of anything, but we are quite happy to support the kind of ministry and outreach costs of new church work.
Which often I think in a planting context, you know, a small amount of money can actually have a significant difference to seed things, can't it?
Yes, potentially. And also, I think there's been some talk about reviving churches which have got into some difficulty. And if you've got a congregation who can only manage very limited giving themselves, but actually there's some real worthwhile base for outreach, then maybe a small grant from us would enable them to do something else.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Tell us a little bit about the derivation of the name of the fund.
Okay, well, the word peristarmen comes from the New Testament Greek in Romans 16, where Paul asked the church at Rome to stand beside the deacon Phoebe and to support her in her work. And the word peristarmen just means we stand beside. And we chose that name because we're relatively small. We're rarely going to be the main funder or anything. We're just, on the whole, standing beside others who are also funding things. But we thought it was quite appropriate. In particular, one or two things we have supported over the years have been specifically concerned with women's ministry. And so we thought that support of Phoebe was really relevant.
Important to that, yeah. And as somebody who have a small charity and I've done funding applications and things, I'm sometimes put off contacting the funding body because I feel I've not got my ducks in a row ready to go. Would you encourage people to contact you to speak in advance?
Well, we'd always encourage people to just look at our website first, because that's the best use of their time and our time. So have a read of what's on the website, see if you fit our criteria. And having read that, if you've got some queries before applying, then you're welcome to get in contact. But it does get a bit frustrating. Occasionally, we get inquiries from people who just haven't read the criteria at all, and that's just a bit annoying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we're in harmony there, because people who don't read things properly are source of frequent annoyance. Listen, thank you so much. I'm very appreciative of you coming in and speaking. You've got a seminar to go to. Final question: this kind of event, what's your survival strategy for dealing with all of these people?
I do quite enjoy conferences and so on. I think this kind of format where you have some plenary speakers and some smaller sessions works quite well. As you commented at the start, a good lunch makes a big difference, really.
Very true.
But otherwise, I think just take it as it goes.
Well, thank you. Professor Morgan, thank you so much for coming to speak to us. And I hope all goes well with the seminar this afternoon. And it's been a delight to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.